Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, on that same day when Jesus had appeared to Mary Magdalene, two disciples were walking along on the road to Emmaus. And Jesus appeared to them, but they did not recognize him. And they began to ask him questions, and they said to him, "Are you the only one that has no idea what's been happening in Jerusalem?" And they tell the story of Jesus to Jesus. And there's this line that I really had not caught before, and David Loos pointed it out in his commentary on this text, that it's a terribly sad line. As they tell about the death of Jesus, they say, "But we had hoped he was the one who had come to redeem Israel." We had hoped. It's as if all of the promises and dreams and hopes of the disciples had come to an end. That as they walked back to their home, that they had lost that hope that Jesus was the one to redeem all things. That they had forgotten Jesus' constant reminder that they would be the ones to carry on his ministry. Finally, as they end up close to home, they go to the village and they have him come and abide with them. And as he breaks the bread, they see who he is. And he disappears. Their eyes were opened and he vanished. It's as if they did not at first understand what Jesus had told them. You know, as he will tell them again and again, as he goes up into that upper room and breathes on them, that they will be the ones who will be sent out to do the ministry of God. That Jesus is no longer a part of their lives in the same way. And it is up to them and to us. What I love about this text is it reminds us that the abiding of God continues with us into this day as we are sent out into the world. Did the disciples expect that somehow all of this would just happen on its own? Or that maybe it wasn't real? Well, the connection to climate change and Earth Day is this. We too have a situation where something has happened in our midst. And we wonder whether or not God is in the midst of it or not. In the reading that I've done among faith communities, as we talk about what's happening in our planet with climate change and so forth, there are three basic ideas about what might happen. Some people really believe that one day God will just simply fix it. If y'all just pray a little harder, it would be helpful. But God will just fix it. We don't need to worry about it because God always takes care of God's people. Well, I mean, they might be right, but it might be that God doesn't fix it in quite the way you think. It could be that the way that God fixes the earth is sort of Noah-esque. Maybe the way to fix the problem is to get rid of the people. Didn't think of that, did you? It's the Gaia principle. That essentially all things will be healed, but y'all may not be part of it. In another way that people think about how climate change and how we do our ministry and work together is that God will provide us with some kind of technology that will help us, make us fix everything. Sort of a Rube Goldberg, smog-eating, algae-sucking, air cleaning machine that will then chase away all of the things that are a problem for us. that we, somewhere in the distant future, some scientist is going to figure out how to fix this, and we can just keep going on our merry way, walking on our road to Emmaus, and don't worry about it. But what if another model might be the very model that Jesus practices with his disciples? He walks with them on the road to Emmaus and hears his own story and then draws them in the breaking of the bread so they might be sent out. What if our ministry to each other and to the hungry and to those who are in need and the sad and the grieving also includes a ministry to the very oikos where we live, to the very home where we draw breath and drink water? What if it's all of one part, and that part of our faith response in the world is the response that in the breaking of the bread we see the beginnings of the healing of the earth in partnership with God and one another and the whole cosmos? Our eyes are opening. Our eyes are opening, and we are beginning to see what is happening in our world and in our lives and in our relationships. But I wonder if our hearts burn within us like those first disciples. In that same hour, they returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11, and they were saying to one another, "The Lord indeed is risen." And then they went out and finally began to do the ministry to which Jesus had called them from the beginning. And so shall we. For the Lord indeed has risen, but walks with us upon our road in this oikos, in this world, and in this cosmos. And together with God and the Holy Spirit and sciences and poetry and dance and love and laughter, we too begin to work toward the healing of the earth. Amen.